You ain't got to worry about them getting upset and saying, I don't like what's being sung, and I want to play this way. I want to play. No, they going to obey. They going to obey the pastor. Praise the Lord. And they going to do it according to the way God wants it done. Praise the Lord. And you know, when you have, it's a contagious thing. When you have people getting involved in music, younger people, they want to just get up here and sit by the drums. And I just sit here. And you'll be amazed how quickly they pick up.
Yes, sir.
You will be amazed how quickly they begin to learn. And before you know it, you just got a whole row of drummers. They waiting in line to get up there and play the drums. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
You say, how you know? Go down to Osceola, Arkansas, and ask my brother Ed Richardson. They got rows of people just waiting to get on them drums. Get on the bass guitar.
That's
get
right.
on the organ. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
It happened. But, you know, once you get somebody that's serious about it, you know, it's just like ministry. God ain't going to bless you if you ain't serious. If you ain't looking at this like this is to the Lord, and I'm going to do it with all of my heart. David played with all of his heart. He danced and he played with all of his heart, all of his might. And if you do that, you'll see God just take hold of your hands. Man, I can't hardly play the guitar, but there's been times I get up there on that guitar and I'm playing with all of my heart, and all of a sudden the saints say, turn it up, that sound good. And it's just the Lord comes on me and helps me to play. And I'm not some great musician, but if the anointing gets on you, man, you could just bang, 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 and that's it. It'll sound like heaven is playing. Praise the Lord. And so if y'all will obey God, you'll see it won't be long, and God will, all the music you need will be right here in the house of God. It don't take you to, you know, people say, well, I need to be real talented and gifted. No, you just have to have a longing. Because the part as far as the talent, the rhythm part of it all, is passed down through Sister Davis. Y'all see how she be dancing? She got plenty of rhythm. That's right. And I'm going to say this too. Ain't no use of you trying to slow down and get a hymn book. Lord Jesus. Well, I said, ain't no use of you trying to slow down and get a hymn book and just sing out of the hymn book. Ain't no use. Ain't nothing wrong with singing out of a hymn book every now and again, but you got some young people here. You got some people that want to praise God. I mean, they want to clap their hands. You know, praise is what I do. You know, my God is an awesome God. He can move mountains. You know, these songs that's inspiring. You need to get somebody in here that can get with that. And that's what these young people are going to be able to do. They're going to help. Sister Davis know this, and I do too. Young people draw young people.
That's right, sir.
You could try your best, but we got to train them to go get the others. My father taught me a long time ago, it's just something about young people that they identify with one another. And when you see young people in here praising the Lord, giving God praise, clapping their hands, man, we'll be at church and they'll be praising the Lord. We have a whole two or three back rows. Every time somebody have a baby at my church, I say, God added to the church such as should be saved. But we have whole back rows full of kids. And man, the music get to going, they just get to shouting and jumping and clapping and, you know, bouncing around. They need that.
Yes, sir.
Man, I mean, my father used to get us out in the aisle and he'd be praising the Lord. He'd say, go ahead, give me a good old dance. And we'll just be dancing for the Lord. Praise the Lord. He didn't let us just sit there. Y'all remember how it was. But that's how it's going to be again. Man, I don't believe in a stagnant church. I don't believe in a bunch of dead heads. I believe there's life in the Lord.
That's right,
I believe God makes us vibrant. We come in the church of the Lord. We should be putting our hands together. We should be stomping our feet. Hallelujah. We should give God praise when we come to church. I'm like Brother Flippo. You know, your feet might not do what you want them to do, but make them do something. It might not come up high like you want them to, but man, at least make them do something. Praise the Lord. You should do something in the house of the Lord. And I know every service is not a praise service, but I believe 80% of them should be. The other 20% sit down and maybe, but I just can't sit there all day long. Man, I got a reason to praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I got a right.
That's right.
So we love you today. This has been an awesome 2 nights service. God has really moved and blessed, and I thank God for it. And as I always say, I thank God for your hospitality.
Amen.
And how you have been a blessing to us. And Sister Davis and your great pastor, let's give her a great hand clap. A great woman of God. I thank God for her. And she always just treats me so good. And I thank God for it. And because you don't always get treated so good everywhere you go. And when somebody does treat you with kindness, respect, and tries to be a blessing to you, you ought to thank God for that. And cherish it. Because it won't be like that everywhere. And this church in general, y'all are such a great blessing to me and to the men and women of God of Road to Life that come and travel with us. Y'all show us such great hospitality, and we love you for it. And we thank God for you. And of course, Brother Al and his wife, we thank God for them, assistant pastors here, just everybody in their respectful places. We thank God for you. Thank God for Sister Patricia coming on the highway. Praise the Lord. And of course, Sister Sharon, praise the Lord, a great support. Praise be unto the Lord. Thank God for her. Thank God for Brother Quentin. God bless him. Praise the Lord. And thank God for Brother DeVale coming. Brother DeVale surprised me every time I come here, and all of a sudden it's just a surprise. He's sitting in the church. Praise the Lord. In the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And, you know, he just be going. I look up here in Arkansas and just pop up. Just you know, when it's in you, you love church and you can't help it.
Amen.
And it's been put in him. And so we thank God for all of you. And Sister Tawana, thank God for that chicken salad. Praise the Lord. Brother Al said they try to beat each other up at his job for that salad. I didn't have to fight with nobody. Nobody was there but me and Jesus. So it was all right. How many tasted Sister Tawana's chicken salad? Raise your hand. Boy, don't let them taste it. You'll be, it'll mess y'all up. She'll have to put it on the shelf and start selling it back there. Praise the Lord. It's good. Praise the Lord. So, Tawana, we thank God for you. And just Brother Al showing me around, and showing me what my house is going to look like in the future. Praise the Lord. Me and Brother Al looked at some mansions. He said, heaven's mansions, these are no comparison to what we got in heaven. Is that right? Praise the Lord. But I'll take one now. I know I got one waiting in heaven, but I'll go ahead and take a little bit of heaven right now. You know, the Bible said the Holy Ghost is the earnest of our inheritance. We think we got something down here because we shout and feel the Holy Ghost. The Bible said that's just a down payment. That's just a part of what God has in store. Can you imagine that? This good Holy Ghost we feel, how God illuminates us, that nothing on this earth can compare to that. God said that's just the earnest of it. What you're going to get in heaven is not, this can't even compare to what God going to do for you. It was so, so great that Paul said, when I got there, he said, I heard things unspeakable, unlawful for me to utter. He said, I was caught up to the third heaven. He said, and I was up there, and the Lord said, you can't even speak of what you see. Don't even repeat what you hear. Is that right? The Lord got something so great for us that eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has it. That's why I want to get there. I said, that's why I want to get there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss heaven. I don't care what is going on this earth, I'm trying to get there.
That's right, sir.
Praise the Lord. But since the Holy Ghost, the Lord sent that as an earnest just to let us see, feel. He just sent that to make me feel what was in there. So I said, Lord, I know I got a bigger mansion there, so just send me one of these down here so I could feel, just see what I might have. Praise the Lord. Y'all ain't saying that.
Go ahead, sir.
Sister Davis must already have one. That's why she ain't. Praise the Lord. So we love you today. We're not going to hold you a long time. John chapter 10. Praise be unto the name of our Lord. Before we go there, that's the big John, the Gospel of John. Well, let's start in little John, First John. First John. Thank you, Jesus. I do thank God for all of you. Have you been blessed so far? First John chapter 4. First John chapter 4. And we're going to start at verse 11. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 11. Do you have it?
Yes.
Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to what? Love who?
One another.
No man has seen. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath where? To us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made what? That we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 10. It's okay if I read a few places here. This is John 10. And verse 10, one verse. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to what? And to destroy. But, I just put that in there. But, I am come that they might have what? Somebody yell life again.
Life.
And that they might have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord. How many want that abundant life? Ezekiel chapter 37. Read two more places. Thank you, Jesus. Ezekiel chapter 37. And we'll start at verse 1. Ezekiel 37 and verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones do what? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. He said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word not of a man, but the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall what?
Live.
Somebody scream, live.
Live.
Ezekiel 16. Bear with me with my much reading. Verse 1. And again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, calls Jerusalem to know her abomination. And say, thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother an Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day that thou was born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thou washed in water to suckle thee. And thou was not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee, but thou wast cast out into the open, cast in the open field, to the loathing of thy person, in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee, saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast polluted in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast polluted in thy blood, live. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm asking you for utterance today. You have blessed us immensely these last couple days, Lord, but we're asking you for another move of your spirit. Lord, raise us up to new heights on today. Speak, God, by the Holy Ghost to your people. God, I'm just a vessel, a mouthpiece. God, but you can use us. You can flow through us. God, by your spirit, Lord, by your anointing, make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer. By the Holy Ghost, speak out of me to the help of all of us here on today. Pierce our heart with your word. In the name of Jesus, and drive back the evil one. We know the enemy is lurking, trying to do everything he can to block the entrance of your word. He knows it gives light. But Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, to make the crooked way straight, rough way smooth. Give entrance, Lord. Move every hindering spirit, every foul demonic power. We drive it out right now. In the name of Jesus, by the Holy Ghost, let it be so. And we give you praise right now. Amen. Put your hands together real good. Praise the Lord. How many loves the Lord today?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The title of my message today is three words. I said live. I said live. Some weeks back, the Lord began to deal with me concerning myself. And if you could just give me a few minutes to take my time. And he began to deal with me concerning David Anthony Richardson and my circumstance. And he gave me a word, and the word was life. But he used it as an acronym. L-I-F-E. And what the L meant in life was living. What the I meant was in. What the F meant was fear. And what the E meant was every day. Living in fear every day. The Lord showed me, he said, that's where the church is, and that's where you are many days of your life. Fear. Fear of death. The devil binds us down, making us, causing us to worry about how long we're going to live. Fear and sickness. So-and-so died from this. Fear and failure. God wants you to step out into something greater. He wants you to be obedient, but I fear that I'm going to fail. So it holds you back. Fear is a robber. It's a thief. It causes us not to be able to reach our goals and our dreams, to not be able to be successful as God has ordained. You know, the Lord told Joshua, every place the sole of your feet shall step, you shall have great success. Well, that same promise is for you and I. God wants us to be successful in every area of life. Fact about it, he said, I would that you would therefore prosper and be in health even as your soul prosper. God didn't call you to walk around here worried and fearing. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. I don't think I'm going to be able to overcome. I don't think I'm going to be able to be successful. I'm a failure. Been a failure all my life. And it looks like I'm going to die. You know, the devil put all these things in your mind. Have you for overly anxious? Anxiety takes over. You're worried. You're fearing. You're going here and there. You're not being able to obey God like you're supposed to. Fear. Hebrews 2 and 15 says, the Lord came to deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime in subject to bondage through the fear of death. Can you imagine a lifetime being bound by the fear of death? Worried about what's going to happen next. Well, Brother Al, question loomed over the children of Israel all the way down to the time of Christ. They worried about it. Fact about it, Job wrote, if a man die, shall he live again? That question was upon everybody's mind. But 2,000 years ago, I thank God, early one Sunday morning, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rose up out of the grave. With all power. Somebody scream all power. All power. In heaven and earth was in his hand. He answered the question that you don't have to worry about death no more. If you die, you just don't sleep. Because you're going to be raised. The Lord said, I am the resurrection and the life. You don't have to worry anymore about what tomorrow is going to bring. You know why? I'm in him. I was buried with him in baptism, and I'm raised in the likeness of his resurrection. Hallelujah. So that was the question. And now, and the Lord began to deal with me. He said, you need to start thinking more about life, about what I have done for you. You know, the devil can put not just physical death, worried about that, but he can cause your dreams to die. God can tell you, you're gonna preach the gospel, and because you may get a little older, all of a sudden you feel like, oh, that'll never be me. He can tell you, you're gonna be a successful musical artist or a writer. I'm not sure what all God had told you, but you got some dreams that's been dormant, laying there on the shelf. God then prophesied and spoke to you and showed you some things about your life. But because that old slew-foot snake in the grass has come to you to tell you, you ain't gonna never be what God called you to be. But what you do, you need to remember that he's a liar and the father of all lies. If he told you you can't, it's because you can. You can do all things.
things through Christ that strengthens you. God has given you the ability. God has given you his favor. God has given you his grace. You can do everything God called you to do. So, David said in Psalms 118, he said, I shall not die, but I shall live. Somebody scream, I shall live. Scream it again, I shall live. I'm going to live a prosperous life. If somebody else want to be poor, broke, busted, and disgusted, go ahead. But I refuse to be broke another day in my life. I refuse to walk around here sick, beggarly, frustrated. No, I'm going to be full of life. When I come to you, shake my hand. You're going to say, oh, that brother got some life in him. I don't want to be a dead head. I don't want to sit around with death all over me. Now, the Bible said death and life is in the power of your tongue. You need to start prophesying to yourself. You need to start speaking to your limbs, speaking to your money, speaking to your honey. Do what you got to do and say what thus saith the Lord. Speak life over your life. Look at somebody say, you better start speaking life. 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 The Lord showed me, he said, that the church is in a state of death, dying, going backwards, not doing what she'd been called to do. She sit there and just dying, just sitting in the church. Everybody just sitting around on a Sunday morning. Well, I'm like those four lepers at the shed. Why are we going to sit here and die? I'm not going to sit here no longer. I'm going to get up and live. I'm going to rise up to what God called me to do. The Bible said if the same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead be in you, he will quicken your mortal bodies. He's going to quicken these feet, quicken these hands, quicken these ears, quicken this mouth, quicken these eyes. What does quicken mean? It means to be made alive. You're a lively stone. God has given you life. You're not dead, but you're alive in Christ Jesus. You're alive. You're alive in the Lord. Notice this. When Ezekiel came on the scene, he said, when I passed by thee and I saw thee polluted in thy own blood, I said to you, live. What the Lord showed me, Sister Davis, with that, he said, I gave a command, just like I did at the beginning of time. When I said unto the, he said, I said, let there be light. And that's a command. When God began to speak the word, he said, let the man come forth. He spoke that. He said, let the stars come. He said, let the cattle come. He began to speak life. He spoke a word. When he spoke the word, Sister Patricia, it was a command. Nothing. The grass didn't say, well, I think I'm just going to stay right here. No. When the Lord began to speak, it's got to obey. When God began to talk to you, your body got to obey. When God began to speak to the stars said, I got to get in my place. I got to get in my place. The Lord is speaking. You got to understand something. We're not talking about some mortal man. We're talking about God. Look at somebody say, he said God. We're talking about God, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, he that was and is and shall be. I'm talking about God. When God begins to speak a thing, everything got to line up when God speaks. God said, I'm commanding you. I saw you polluted in your own blood. Israel, the Bible said, he said, you was like a babe that was thrown out in the field. He said, you were not washed. He said, you were not salted or swaddled. You were polluted. You know what the Lord showed me, Sister Sharon? He said, when I saw you polluted in drugs, he said, when I saw you polluted in alcohol, when I saw you polluted in fornication, he said, I told you live. You know what the Lord telling me to tell you tonight? I don't care what your situation is today. He said, I'm telling you, you better live. You better live. Prophesy to your neighbor. Look at your neighbor and say, you're going to live. You're going to live. The Lord said, you're going to live. The Lord said, you're going to live. Live and obey God. Live and do what God calls you to do. I speak light to you today. He said, I said, live. He said, I know your condition. Notice this. He didn't say, I saw you get up, run to church, clean yourself up. He said, when I saw you polluted, he said, I seen you in your mess. He said, while you were yet in your mess, What did Paul say? For God commended his love toward us, that while we were yet in sin, not when you came out of it, but while you were yet in sin, Christ died for the ungodly. While you were yet polluted, he said, I said to you to live. You know what the Lord helped me to do? He said, shake off death. Shake off, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? Sister Davis, you getting up a little bit in age, but you still got a lot of life left in you. The Lord told me to tell you, don't you ever put this microphone down, but you keep on obeying God. I don't care who tell you to sit down. Too much life is in you. Too much life is in them hands. God told me to tell some of y'all, you feel like I'm getting a little older now. You better get ready. God gonna revitalize you. God gonna stir you. If God can put life back in a woman's womb named Sarah, if God can put life back in a dead man's body named Abraham, what can God do for you? He's going to put life back in your ministry. Life. His word is life to them that find it. Health to all their flesh. His word is life. God ain't never meant for us to walk around going backwards. We're children of progression. We continue to move forward. What did Caleb say? Look here. I'm 80 years old. He said, when I was young, I went out there to war. He said, but I can still fight, y'all. He said, I can still battle. I'm 80, but I still got it. Some of y'all need to say, I'm a little older, but I still got it. I can still. May not move like they used to, but I still got it. I can still. Used to be, I'd run real fast. Now you might have to. But I'm going. I still got it. I'm still moving. I might not move as fast as you, but I got enough life to move. I got enough life to obey God. I can still raise my hands. I can still say praise the Lord. I'm looking for God to do some marvelous, miraculous things. You got to be expecting God to move. Oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hear what thus saith the Lord. Hear God's word. He says, speak the word to him, son of man. He says, speak the word to that business. Speak the word to it. You don't think God cares about your business? Yes, he do. Everything you do. He said, acknowledge me. Not as some. Well, I'm just going to acknowledge you in my prayer life, Lord. Because I'm just so super spiritual. Everything else don't matter. This is my Bible reading. I want you just to sanctify these eyes. Bless me, Lord. Help me to just get revelation on top of revelation. God gonna give you some revelation, all right. That you broke. Let me reveal that to you. While you here praying, you're broke. I need to give you a revelation on how to get some money. I need to give you some revelation on how to take care of your body. What you need to do to help. Laying on the hands ain't going to always get it done. Somewhere, God going to have to give you some discipline to eat right, to take care of yourself. God to give you a revelation to where you don't have to get a bucket of oil poured on you every day. You don't have to get wrapped up in handkerchiefs and aprons. No, I got some understanding. I got some wisdom. God to give you some revelation. And that revelation is life to help you live a more prosperous life while you're here on this earth. That is the will of God for us. God didn't want us to be walking around all frustrated because we can't hardly pay our bills. He didn't want us to walk around all frustrated because we're so sick in our body. No, God came to touch every part of our life to make us who he called us to be. That I could be his trophy on the earth. God wants to show me off. God wants to show you off. God wants to say, that's my son. That's my daughter. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Look at her. Look at her. Look at my glory all over her. Look at my blessing all over her. God wants to show you off. Yeah, devil. You thought I'm had. You thought you had him. Like the songs that me and the devil had a tussle when I won. Good God Almighty. I'm victorious in the Lord. I'm his chosen. I'm his vessel. You got to believe. He came to give you life. Jesus said the thief is the one that comes to steal. We think, well, the Lord put all this on me. The devil is a liar. Jesus said, I came that you might have life. I came to give you life. Not only did I want you to have life, but I wanted you to have it. Yes. So much so that I come to Sister Davis and say, ooh, some of that life he had got off of me. My Lord, don't you want some of the life you got to rub off on somebody else? I want it to overflow. David said, my cup runneth over. I want to run over with joy. I want to run over with peace. I come to a situation, look like it's tumultuous, look like it's bad, but when I come on, I say, peace, be still. Hallelujah. And when you're down and sad and upset, I want to be able to walk in your house. All of a sudden, man, you say, when Brother David left, I just felt the joy of the Lord. I felt his joy. What is it? It's an overflow of the life of God. The overflow of what he's given unto us. I'm overflowing. He said, he came that I might have life and that more abundantly. He said, I saw you sitting polluted in your own blood. He said, but I told you to leave. He said, you don't have to be fearful no more. You know why? Yay. So I'm walking. Come on. Through the back. Why? Life is with me. Even in a death situation, life is with me. I'm not fearing. I ain't worried about it. Even in a death situation. See, y'all got to understand. Some of y'all may not have understood it, but that car wreck that should have took you out of here, that crash that should have took you, still alive. Why? Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? Because life is with me. The Lord told me to tell you today your life is going to get better. Why? Because his life is with you. Because he came to give you life. The devil wants to tear you down, make you feel like you ain't going to never be nothing, but the devil is alive. You're going to be everything. I prophesy to you today. You're going to be everything that God called you to be. That God has chosen you to be. Why he's speaking life.
He said, well, I'm dead. I feel so dried up. Anybody ever felt that way? I feel so dried up. I just feel like my life with the Lord is just dry. You know, you go through a lot, you'll feel dry. You could be laying there dead as out of nowhere. I hear the Lord say,
Celeste! Ow! Can you hear his voice calling? Lazarus lay there dead, but when life came on the scene, I don't care how dead you are. You could be dead, dead, morgue dead, wrapped in grave clothes dead. You could have been laying there stinking for 4 days dead. You could have been out there in a mess dead. It don't matter. But when life comes on the scene and when life says live, when God begins to speak, Lazarus is laying there. I hear him calling. I hear him calling. I hear him calling me. Can you imagine Lazarus laying there dead? Life then went out of him all of a sudden when the Lord said, Lazarus. All of a sudden, life came back in him. Toes begin to wiggle. Shoulders begin. Lazarus lay there in them grave places. I feel something moving up and down in my spine. I feel life done hit me. And he laid there and he got up. See, that's what God going to cause you to do. Get up from where you're at right now. He gonna help you to get up. Lazarus stood up. Life done come back in him. But see, God ain't finished with him. Look at what God is saying. Look at, you've been wrapped up. You still got life, but you still wrapped up in a little mess. You still wrapped up in some circumstances, some situation that still got you bound. But I hear the Lord say, lose him and let him go. Lose her and let him go. God gonna speak life to your situation. All that dead stuff gotta let you go. A lot of us been wrapped up in some dead stuff. That grave clothes, it represents dead stuff all around you. Dead friends. Ooh, Lord. Dead relatives. Oh, Lord, it's going to get hurtful here. Yeah, you got people around you. They ain't doing nothing but speaking death in your life. That's all they're speaking is nothing but death, telling you, oh, it's going to be bad. You better watch out. It ain't. You better be careful. You don't know if that's going to work out. Oh, I wouldn't try that if I was you. You hear all the more negative people are speaking life. No, I'm going to say what God said. Go ahead and do what God told you to do. If God said do it, go ahead and obey God. Step out and see what God say to her. See if God won't move for you. Go ahead and step out of your comfort zone. Don't stay in that dead boat like everybody else. Don't stay in that dead situation. But step out and see if God will move. It's a possibility that you'll start walking on water. It's a possibility that you'll start living the life of Christ. If you'll step out and obey God, God has given you life.
You don't have to sit around and be disgusted, worried. He said, I can't. That you might have life. He's not a God of the dead. but of the living. You know what, sister? Flip over. When Jesus came, he said, my blood is drinking thee. My flesh is meeting thee. He said, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you should have eternal life. He said, life is in there. He said, if you eat this flesh, drink this blood, it's life in it. He said, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, and they're dead. He said, that old dead stuff is over with now. He said, but something new has come on the scene.
Thank you.
Something that's going to bring you up out of a dead situation. That's going to bring you up out of that dead state. The church is sitting around dead. Everywhere you go, yeah, they got good music. They got good singing, but there ain't no life there. Why, what are you talking about? You see people sick and going through and no life. They sing a couple songs. They get people excited, but no life. You know what? When you got real life, it's going to lead you to the cross of Calvary. It's going to lead you to the foot of Jesus Christ. It's going to lead you to where there's hope, where there's help at. When you got real life, you ain't going to sit around and, oh, I just want to hear Marvin Winans sing. No, I need to hear something more than Marvin Winans. I need to hear something more than CeCe Winans. I need to hear Jesus talk to me. I need to hear that life come out of him. I need that blood of Jesus. That's God. The Bible said life is in the blood. I need his blood. I need him to cover me. Because that's the only thing that's going to keep us in this time. That's the only thing that's causing the devil to be set at bay. He said, well, that life is all over you. He said, when I see that life, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass right over. That's the life of Christ in us. God has come that you might have life. He's come to give me life. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I've been living beneath my privileges. I said, I've been living beneath my privileges. See, some people say, ooh, Pastor David, you blessed. They don't know I'm not as blessed as I should be. You ain't as blessed as you should be. You might say, oh, look, God has really blessed me financially. God has blessed me. I got a good, healthy home, children healthy. Husband, wife, everything seems in order. That ain't nothing compared to what God really want to do. There's a place in the Lord. There's a place by him that you can feel the glory of God, the praises of the Lord. Man, have you ever been riding down the road and while you was riding, all of a sudden the glory came on you? I mean, just you and Jesus. How many ever felt that? Man, that glory just come on you all of a sudden. You crying. Lord, help me, Jesus. I don't wreck, Lord, here. What's going on? That's that life of God. That's the glory of the Lord. Come upon you while you riding in your car. Before you know it, it ain't tears of sorrow. It's tears of joy. You can't do nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. What for? I don't know everything, Lord. I just praise you, Lord. Oh, I appreciate you. Why? Because where he brought you from. You know you was living a dead life. The Bible says she that liveth in this world of pleasure is dead while she yet liveth. Man, ain't nothing like Jesus. I'm closing now. There ain't, I don't care. You could have everything in this world and not have life in you. You can have all the money, big house, plenty of clothes and all that. But it still won't bring you life. Still feel empty. Like, Lord, I need something else. And when the Lord comes in, you don't have to have money. You don't have to have clothes. But you're full of life. Man, he just make you so happy. He make you so thrilled. He make you so fulfilled. You feel the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. I remember the day I got saved, I was broke. I didn't have nothing. But I felt like I was the richest man in the world. You know why? He came and gave me life.
That's right.
I quoted this earlier, but I'm going to say it again. When the same spirit is in you that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, he quickens. He makes you alive. He gives you a reason for living. Thank you, Lord. Raise your hands to the Lord on today. Thank you, Lord. All their lifetime. Fearing. Worry about what tomorrow will bring.
The Bible said perfect love cast out all fear. The love that the Lord has for you is a perfect love. And it cast out all fear. And the Lord right now is perfecting that love in us, that we might have that same love. Herein is that love perfected, that we have love one for another. That love that you have for your brother is casting out fear. That love that God sent through Jesus Christ is casting fear out. And where there is no fear, there's a rest. There's a rest in the Lord where you can say, Lord, I trust you. I know you'll do it. I'm not worried any longer. I'm not walking around here trying to see when or where or how it's going to happen. I'm just going to rest in you. Hallelujah. Why don't you make that proclamation right now with your hands raised, that Lord, I'm going to rest in you. Through your love, through your great love, I rest in you right now. I trust that you're going to do it. Lord, move all fear, all anxiety, all worry. Some of y'all here today, you might not want to admit to it, but you've been fearful. You've been fearful about death, your life, what will become of your life. You've been fearful about failure. See, these are things that we hide behind. We put on church clothes and we look real spiritual. We don't want anybody to see that I've been plagued. I've been tortured by fear. But today, with your hands raised, I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, through your perfect love right now, I ask you to cast out every fear, every torment of the enemy. Lord, you came to give us life, and that more abundantly. Right now, in the name of Jesus, move for these your people. God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by your Spirit, God, you have made a proclamation. You determined, you said, live. You made a command to live, Lord. We can't live in fear. We can't truly live worry, full of anxiety, wondering about what tomorrow gonna bring. Lord, help us to recognize that we're in the hands of the Almighty God. That you are our caretaker. Father, in the name of Jesus, move for your people on this day according to your word. I feel led to pray for one person today, and if you need a special prayer, I'll touch and agree with you too, but I want to pray for Sister Davis, and I know God is going to move for her. I said, I know God is going to move for her. Brother Al, could you come around here? Just put your hand on her shoulder. And Sister Flippo, you too, if you don't mind. So precious in the sight of God. The Lord has seen your toiling and your battling. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus, my God. Holy God, holy God, move. God, by the power of your anointing. Jesus. For I've seen your struggle, my daughter. The fight, the toil, how it wearies your mind and even frustrates you at times. But I, the Lord, shall move for you in a special way. I hear the Lord saying, I'm pleased with thee, my daughter. Pleased with your life. Your dedication and how you've consecrated yourself for me. Let no one detour you from my will and my purpose. For you still have life to live. And your life is intertwined with my life. You take away my life, you have no life. Saith the Lord, for I, the Lord, have called you from your mother's womb for this life to minister my word, to minister to the saints. And though you may be up in age, saith the Lord, I, the Lord, still have a great work for thee to do. Many need the word that I put in you, saith the Lord. Be not fearful, nor dismayed, nor worry any longer. I shall take care and fight your battles for you. Worry no longer. Yes, Lord Jesus. For I shall stand up. You know what I see, Sister Davis? And I'm telling you, people better be careful who put their mouth on you. I hear the Lord saying that captain of the host don't stand up before you. That captain of the host, that great warrior of the Lord, is going to stand up on your behalf. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Be ye comforted, saith the Lord, on this day. I'm your provider, your supplier, your need meter. If you've taken down, you've drawn back for the sake of others, but I seek God help you to rise up with a voice louder than ever before. I see you like you got a bullhorn, and your voice is ringing loud, 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 loud in the name of Jesus. The Lord has given you what you need in these last days. Oh God, we thank you for it. You touch your body. You touch these eyes in the name of Jesus. You grant this petition for her. You grant this petition for her in the name of Jesus. God, by your spirit, Lord, she don't complain, but Lord, what she asks you for, she expects to receive it. God, in the name of Jesus, God, by the grace of God, oh God, it's so. God, clear up this blurriness, all of it. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, it's so. In Jesus' name, I believe it to be the case. Come on, give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, bless Revival Center. Move for this church. Fill this house with souls. Let our loved ones be among those that you send. The unsaved of our loved ones. Draw them out of, Lord, that life. Sin, evil of death. Draw them into this life, Lord, where you said we can have it more abundantly. Draw all of our children. All of our brothers and sisters. Lord, touch them right now. Heal them right now. Deliver them right now. In the name of Jesus. God, let it be so. By the grace of God. Do it, Lord. And you move for this church abundantly. Lord, God, let it be exactly what the name of it is. A place for revival. A place for restoration. Lord, that people could come in and be revived, restored. God, that life would come back to them in the name of Jesus. Let it be so. And we thank you for it. God, we love you. Praise the Lord. Sister Tawana, God.